WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Penelope Spheeris used to make dark, punky, low-budget films about violent youth. And her claims to fame during the 80s were her intentionally shocking rock documentaries, The Decline of Western Civilization, Parts 1 and 2. But in 1992, she made a smash hit called Wayne's World and left the underground behind. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see her new movie, The Beverly Hillbillies.
I suppose turning old TV shows into films makes life a lot easier in Hollywood. Instead of sitting across from a daunting production boss and saying, okay, what I've got is kind of a cross between Dances with Wolves and Indecent Proposal, only on skis. Now all you have to do is swagger in, sit down, and utter the words, my favorite Martian, and it's a done deal. So far there's been The Addams Family, Wayne's World, The Coneheads, The Fugitive, and there's no mystery about why Hollywood is turning old TV shows into movies. It's cheap, for one thing. And better still, you don't have to teach your potential audience what The Addams Family is about, so half your marketing is already done for you. There's just one catch. Why would anyone in his right mind want to see a movie of, say, The Beverly Hillbillies? If you're old enough to remember it from the early 60s when it was a hit sitcom, then you're too old to enjoy any of the film's jokes about belching, nose-picking, and a family that's so yokelish that it thinks Californians giving them the finger are just kind of saying howdy. You remember the premise, right? Hillbilly Jed Clampett, played here by Jim Varney, is out shooting for food when up from the ground comes bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. Stop me, please. Anyway, Jed is now a billionaire. He moves his family to a Beverly Hills mansion where he starts immediately looking for a wife. The search is taken up by Jed's new banker, Miss Hathaway, whom Lily Tomlin plays in a manic all-out homage to the role's originator, the late Nancy Culp. Here she is programming the bank's computer, while Jed's heroically stupid nephew, Jethro, looks on.
So, Jethro, building on your visionary plan for finding your uncle's wife, I've created this rather modest database program. I've cross-referenced the applicants against the parameters you indicated he desired by specifying the search criteria into functional groupings and selecting the field values through the use of embedded commands. And, of course, basic Boolean algebra.
Miss Jane, I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, Jethro, you are so delightfully primitive.
What pleasure there is in this movie comes from skillful impersonation. Cloris Leachman is amazingly apt as Granny, although she hardly has anything to do. And Diedrich Bader, who plays Jed, is insufferable at first and then sort of charming, which is as it should be. Leah Thompson is proficient as an evil seductress who wants to marry Jed and then abscond with his zillions. Her plan provides the movie with about as much plot as it can handle. Penelope Spheeris's direction, meanwhile, has all the deftness and subtlety of a Saturday morning cartoon show and seems aimed at the same audience. I'd say we should boycott pictures like this, but it won't do any good. Addams Family Values and Wayne's World 2 are already on the way, and so is the Flintstones movie. And worst of all, The Beverly Hillbillies ends with the words, "Y'all come back now, you hear?"
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.